This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States on Sunday dispatched a technical team to Haiti to assess its security and other needs in the aftermath of the assassination last week of President Jovenel Moïse. It was not immediately clear which U.S. agencies were involved, but the team plans to report to President Joe Biden when it returns. The United States earlier rejected Haiti's request for troops to quell sporadic violence linked to the presidential assassination early on Wednesday. The Haitian president was shot to death at his home in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. Haiti police said two Americans and 26 Colombians, some of whom were former Colombian soldiers, took part in the attack, with some of the Colombian suspects still on the run. A Biden administration official said the United States will hear the report and also consult with its regional partners and the United Nations before deciding on any further steps to help Haiti. Myanmar is experiencing a surge in COVID-19 cases, which has led to a shortage of desperately needed oxygen supplies. Reports say since the military overthrow of the democratically elected government on February 1st, people have been reluctant to go to military hospitals for treatment for COVID-19. A number of medical professionals have joined the country's civil disobedience movement since the coup and have been urging people not to entrust their medical care to the military government. On Friday, the country's military leader ordered oxygen plants to work at full capacity, and the government has announced that schools will be closed for 2 weeks. Before the coup, the country was able to keep the COVID-19 outbreak under control with strict restrictions imposed by civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi, plus the use of vaccines from India and from China. You're listening to VOA News. Authorities in South Florida said Sunday they are making progress in the painstaking search for the victims of a deadly building collapse in Florida last month. The mayor of Miami-Dade County says 90 deaths have now been confirmed in the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Towers South in Surfside. That's up from 86 the day before. Some 31 people remain listed as missing. Bulgaria's parliamentary elections failed to produce a clear winner on Sunday, according to exit polls, with the new anti-elite party There Is Such a People narrowly ahead of the center-right GERB party of former Premier Boyko Borisov. Bulgaria's second election since April reflects deep divisions in the European Union's coalition in the European Union. Even if other official results confirm GERB as the largest party, its chances of forging a ruling coalition are slim. Political observers say GERB came in first in an inconclusive election in April, winning 26.2% of the vote, but it was shunned by other parties. Weeks of coalition talks or even another election are now possible. Protests against the jailing of former South African President Jacob Zuma spread from his hometown to the capital city of Johannesburg on Sunday. Shops in Johannesburg were looted overnight and a section of the major M2 highway was closed as some protests turned violent. Police say 62 people have been arrested in connection with riots since Zuma was imprisoned last Wednesday. The body of a 40-year-old man has been recovered from one of the shops that was set on fire over the weekend. Zuma is serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court after he failed to testify while being probed for corruption during his term as president from 2009 to 2018. On Sunday, Australia announced its first coronavirus-related death for 2021 and 77 new COVID-19 cases in New South Wales. Officials did not identify the woman who died, only describing her as in her 90s. Authorities said she died Saturday, just hours after she was diagnosed with COVID-19. Australia has been largely successful in containing the spread of COVID-19 due to aggressive lockdown efforts, posting just 31,103 total confirmed cases and 911 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. It has proved vulnerable, however, to fresh outbreaks due to a slow rollout of its vaccination campaign and some confusing requirements involving the two-shot AstraZeneca vaccine, the dominant vaccine in its stockpile. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.